Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Alf, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Just a brief introduction. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the concept or the idea that if you have two people that have shared space in a chatzar, in a courtyard in front of their homes, the halacha is that they may both be able or to force one another, or at least obligate one another, to put up a wall, to put up a fence, so there's no hezekriya, so that there's no issue from your fellow friend staring into your property. This Mishnah already segues into a gina or a bika. A gina is a garden. A bika is a wheat field. Now, there's not really an issue of hezekriya. There isn't really such an issue of somebody else disturbing your privacy. It's a field. Nevertheless, the Gemara explains that if the custom was that people who have gardens or fields would put up some type of division between them, then one fellow could, you know, force his friend to pay for putting up a fence. That means to say he has to give part of the actual property for half of the fence and also pay towards the material of constructing the fence. If it's a place where there's no custom, then there's no way. You can't force your friend to put up a fence or some type of wall between them. The Mishnah here, the following Mishnah, is going to discuss a situation where there is no minhag kavua. That means there is no specific custom. Some do, some don't, says the Mishnah. V'chein bagina. And similarly, when it comes to a garden, somebody has a garden next to his friend, he wants to put up a fence, says the Mishnah. The halacha is mekayim shenagu ligdar. The halacha is that it is like a place where there's a custom to put up a wall between gardens. Therefore, mechayvin, I say, we obligate, we mandate him to participate in putting up the wall. Aval bebika, says the Mishnah, however, in a wheat field. Then, makom shenagu shaloi ligdar. It's like a field where the custom is not to put up, and therefore, mechayvin, I say, he does not have to participate in putting up some type of fence or some type of wall. Elim reitza, unless he wants to. If let's say one of the two parties want to put one up on their field, so what they do is they put the entire field on their own property, on the property line, and then they build this wall or this fence, and they place a special type of you know, recognition, a mark, a specific little constructive, you know, detail. So for example, they put some type of a little type of a fence on top of it, or a border or something like that, on the front side, so that everyone knows that it's theirs. Lefichach, therefore, says the Mishnah, because he participated solely in nafala kaisel, if the wall falls, hamakam ba'avanim shalai, then the actual space that the wall was on, that the fence was on, or the material used to construct it, the stones, are his. Imasumidashneim, let's say both of them agreed to build a wall between two fields, then we build the wall literally in the middle, so each one provides half of his property towards the construction of the wall. And then they would make this little heker, this little recognizable sign on both sides. So therefore, if the wall were to fall, both the place and the stones belongs to both of them. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.